Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, one of the really major producers of wine in this entire country is the Jackson Family Wines, the Kendall Jackson folks.
Right.
They've been acquiring properties all up and down California, in Bordeaux, in Australia, South Africa, and they're really dedicated to quality.
And they have a really good idea for, you know, what constitutes a good property.
They
really go after class.
They really do. They have for years.
Let's talk about three of these properties.
And
they're all favorites of mine. I'm going to start with Edmeads up in Mendocino County. It's their Zinfandel from 2022. Edmeads is one of the original Mendocino pioneer wineries. They're all a bunch of ex-hippies, et cetera.
Yep.
And their vineyards are all old and first class. This has always been one of the best and most reliable producers I know out there. This vintage is in. It's 22. It's big and tasty and very deep. And the aroma features blackberries, pepper, and briar. Very, very classic.
Yep.
The flavors come in layers. On the top layer, there are red berries. Next, there's a thick layer of woody blackberries. And under it all, kind of a sweet, kind of toffee layer. You know?
I've always felt the Edmeads Zins were just wonderfully rustic.
They are. You know, no pretense.
The old classic California Zin.
Yeah, just really great. So at $20.
That's a deal.
The Edmeads Zinfandel is a huge bargain. We know this name really well, Cambria.
Mm-hmm.
And they make Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. Let's talk about the Pinot Noir from Julia's Vineyard, Santa Maria County. 2021, $25 for this. This is a very nice everyday Pinot Noir, the kind you sip with snacks or drinking with an informal meal. The aroma features dark cherry with briary notes, and the flavors lean toward the sweet ones. Things like sour cherry undertones, you know, complementing that. Really, really nice. It follows with bright, spicy accents to it.
Yeah.
So just delicious. The wine's no more than medium body. It's not a big blockbuster or anything, but very mild tannins, very soft acidity. The Cambria Pinot Noir, really nice wine. Now, here's one that I just really have always been in love with. If I sent you into a store with, say, $25 in your pocket, say, give me a good Chardonnay, chances are you come out with La Crema.
Yeah.
Because you and I both know this has year after year after year been just one of the benchmarks of California Chardonnay. This is their Sonoma Coast, which is entry level. 23 is the vineyard, $22 for this. And Hugh, this is my wine of the week, and I'll tell you why. It's one of the very best entry-level Chardonnays out there. And La Crema is just totally reliable. Although this is classic California Chard, it doesn't have too much of everything. So too much oak? No, not really. No.
Okay.
Too much tropical fruit? No, not really. Just really good, classy stuff. Good familiar flavors put together very, very well. The wine starts with a big hit of pineapple, some wet stones, and a touch of minerality. And the wine is it's still endowed with good fruit.
Yep.
But it's not a fruit bomb, not by any sense of the word. So the La Crema Chardonnay Sonoma Coast 2023, my wine of the week. At $22, it's just an outstanding bargain. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR.